Get ready for Profits and Ballers, where politics are a passion, sports are a living, and God is a given.
Hey, come on now, fellas. We've got to answer the bell. Now let's go.
Hello, Steeler Nation. Welcome to another edition of Profits and Ballers. I am Sliggs, your Steeler prophet. We're going to be recapping Sunday's win over the Saints, as well as looking ahead to the Week 11 matchup with division rival Cincinnati Bengals. Great job by the Steelers to get off the schneid coming out of the bye on Sunday against the Saints. Now, much needed win. There's no question about that. We're going to break it down. Not getting ready to say that they've turned the corner, but we did see things that we liked out of that performance. Most notably was an actual commitment to the run game. And while it did not appear that was the case early, got to give Matt Canada credit for at least attempting to go with it on the second drive of the game, specifically with Najee Harris. As a matter of fact, the first two plays of the second drive for the Steelers consisted of two Najee runs for 12 yards. Najee looked good. I've said it here before earlier that he looked hurt. I didn't want to discount the Lisfranc that he had in training camp. He just didn't look like he had any explosion. But recently, when they said that he has been getting better, his foot has been getting better. I think the bye week, number one, helped him immensely. He had some real burst to his game. He moved the pile. He was decisive in his runs. He had good vision. The 36-yard run was a thing of beauty. The way he cut it back, didn't really have to have a huge cutback, but he did see the lane, cut it back, and then just trucking the defensive back with his thighs and to keep it going down the left sideline before he got kind of took a nice hit, helmet to jaw. He had to go to the tent briefly, but he was cleared to return to the game. Finished with 20 carries for 99 yards. Again, that 36-yard run, the longest of the season. The Steelers as a team ran for 217 yards on 47 rushes. Now, that does include some Kenny Pickett scrambles in there. Pickett had 8 carries for 51 yards. Most of those were scrambles. I think there was only maybe 2 or 3 actual designed runs. Of course, one on the goal line where he got the quarterback sneak for the touchdown. He did run an RPO where he pulled it, kept it for a gain of 5 or 6. I think he might have had another quarterback sneak as well. But the point is, the Steelers look good in running the ball. It gave them a tremendous time of advantage, time of possession advantage over the Saints. And let's face it, that is the Steelers' secret to success, okay? Especially if you've got a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback. Less is going to be more with Pickett. There's make no mistake about it. There wasn't going to be any success with Pickett dropping back 45, 50 times a game trying to throw the ball. Number one, Canada still has the handcuffs on him. He's still got him in shackles where he's really limited on the throws that he's letting him do, the route concepts. Pickett, 18 of 30, 199 yards, a beautiful nine route to Deontay Johnson in the fourth quarter that went for 36 yards, threw it right on time. It was a thing of beauty, and you can argue that that was set up because of the success that they had in the running game where they actually were able to stretch the field a little bit as a result. Now, in saying that, in looking at the route tree from his throws, we did see, alas, some throws across the middle as well. And looking at the chart, the passing chart that Pickett had, on throws across the middle, I have him at 4 for 5 on the day. He had a couple outside towards the numbers that weren't necessarily across the middle or necessarily across the middle of the field, but they weren't lateral throws either. But the point is they did allow him to throw down the middle of the field. He enjoyed some success. And again, less was more for Pickett. Now, his overall play, I feel, was okay. I don't feel he was great. I feel like he did miss some receivers. And when I say miss receivers, I'm talking about not even letting go of the ball. He took 6 sacks. Not all of them were his fault, but I will argue that probably 4 of those you could pin to the rookie quarterback. With his indecision and not letting go of the ball when he should have, either on time or not trusting what he saw downfield. Not going to beat him up over that, because that's what you're going to get with a rookie quarterback. He's got to get the experience, okay? College to NFL is apples and oranges. It's nowhere close, okay? I think that's why you never saw Mason Rudolph develop into the quarterback the Steelers had projected him to be when they drafted him in the 3rd round. They had a 1st-round grade on Mason. But what we saw from Mason in his playing time was his unwillingness to throw, especially downfield, throwing a receiver open. And when I say that, there's a difference between college and the NFL. In college, he was able to throw with Oklahoma State. He was able to throw to receivers that were already open. You don't see that in the NFL, all right? You don't see that in the NFL. You have to throw receivers open. And sometimes the difference between being open in the NFL and being covered in the NFL, there's a fine line. But NFL quarterbacks, quality NFL quarterbacks, are able to decipher that, and they're able to recognize that, and they're able to fit the ball in there. We've seen glimpses of it with Kenny Pickett. We've seen glimpses of it, that 4th down throw to Freiermuth. When he fitted in there wasn't a window. He threw him open because he threw the ball where it needed to be. Saw the matchup, saw where it needed to go. So there's hope in that regard that Kenny Pickett will develop into that kind of a quarterback, a quality NFL quarterback, hopefully for the Steelers and Yinzer Nation, an NFL star quarterback. My grade, my personal grade on Pickett's performance on Sunday was a B minus, teetering on a C plus, and mainly because in addition to the sacks that he took when he didn't let go of the ball when he should have, there were some times where he did make some poor decisions when he did let go of the ball and really should have had 2 picks. But the Saints didn't finish on those plays. They didn't capitalize. Also, late, and it turns out that it didn't matter in the end, but there was a 3rd down when they were in the red zone. Deontay ran a 2-cut from the slot and was open for a 1st down. Pickett didn't see him, instead scrambled to his right, threw the ball away, incomplete. Now, there was a penalty on the play for I believe an illegal shift. So had he thrown to Deontay for the 1st down, the play would have come back. However, it still would have given them another opportunity perhaps to pick up a 1st down. In the end, it was all wash because Matthew Wright shanked the field goal. So anyhow, but those are things you want to see. You want to see Pickett recognizing, okay, where are the sticks? Where do I need to go with the ball? I need to get it out now. Recognizing it, throwing it, letting it go. I mean, if there's a penalty, there's a penalty. There's nothing he could do about that. But I'm just looking for him to actually deliver the throws that he needs to deliver. I do think he will trend in that direction. I just feel like on Sunday there were some times where he could have been better. But again, the Steelers' ability to run the football was the main reason for their success on offense. Now, When I say success on offense, I mean 20 points. That seems to be like a high watermark for a Matt Canada offense. You could argue, well, they should have had 26 because they missed two field goals. Wright certainly shanked a makeable 39-yarder. The 48-yarder that he didn't have a chance in hell on once it came off his toe. I'm certainly not expecting him to drill that. If Boswell's in there, they get 26 points, and it looks a lot better, winning by 16. However, we're going to take the small victory here with regards to the offense's performance. One can only hope that what we saw on Sunday with a commitment and a level of commitment to the running game is going to continue. They're going to need that. They're going to need that the rest of the way with a rookie quarterback, and especially going against Cincinnati, okay? Week one, we all remember what happened with the Steelers in Cincinnati. It took a Herculean effort from the Steelers' defense and special teams to pull that victory out in the end, okay? The overtime victory that they had in week one. Believe they forced five turnovers, sacked Joe Burrow seven times, had to block an extra point by Minka at the end of regulation just to force overtime. And then we survived through a couple missed field goals before the Steelers ultimately won with Boz walking it off with a winner. Now, this Sunday, okay, Cincinnati coming to Acrisure Stadium. The main thing that's working in the Steelers' favor, obviously, is Ja'Marr Chase being out. Okay. Didn't seem to bother Joe Burrow and the Bengals the game against Carolina before their bye week. They were off this past Sunday. The Bengals had a bye week. They absolutely throttled Carolina. And Joe Mixon, five touchdowns, 150 yards rushing. Steelers better be bringing their A game. Now, with the return of T.J. Watt, obviously that helps things. Isn't it incredible that T.J. Watt comes back and all of a sudden the defense is great, can't be beat, holds the Saints to 10 points. Now, the big missing piece on past Sunday was Minka Fitzpatrick. Had to have an appendectomy, which caused him to miss the game. However, they are stating that there's a chance he could play this week, which would be huge. If they can get Minka back and they've got T.J. Watt in the mix, I feel like the Steelers this Sunday may surprise some people, okay? I certainly don't expect Joe Burrow to have a repeat performance like he did in week one. And the Steelers are certainly going to have to contain Joe Mixon on the ground. But in saying that, I feel like they have the ingredients put in place to have success on Sunday. Now, looking at the lines, it looks like the game opened with the Bengals as 5.5-point favorites with the total set at 43.5. Right now, it's sitting currently at Cincinnati -4.5 with the total at 41.5. The Bengals this year, 6-3 against the spread, 5-4 straight up. Steelers are 3-6 straight up, of course. They are 4-4-1 against the spread. Bengals 3-2 against the spread is a favorite. If the spread was anywhere between 3-6, the Bengals are 5-3. Steelers are hovering around 500 against the spread pretty much all season. One thing that sticks out to me with regards to the spread is the Bengals, after having more than 8 days off, are on a 4-0 streak against the spread. So that doesn't bode well for the Steelers. But I will say this again, with T.J. Watt back in the mix, with Minka Fitzpatrick potentially playing, and lo and behold, don't forget about this name, Domonte KZ. We saw him Sunday against the Saints making a splash play on an interception. This is something that Steelers brass talked about in training camp. They couldn't wait to get KZ on the field with Fitzpatrick in some sub packages. And I, for one, feel like if Minka's able to go, this is going to be huge for the Steelers on the back end. Okay. Now, again, first and foremost, got to stop Mixon. Mixon's had success against the Steelers, and if they don't slow him down, they could be in for a long game. Okay. So Steelers need to get it done against Mixon, holding him in check. But the other thing is this: continue their offensive pattern. Well, can't really call it a pattern after one game, but continue the offensive strategy, I guess is the better choice of phrase, to control the clock, run the ball, and get more out of Kenny Pickett with less throws. If they can control the clock for, if the Steelers can have a time of possession advantage, let's say 33 to 35 minutes time of possession, I love their chances. If, for some reason, they're not able to possess the ball and don't have success in the running game, and Canada reverts to having Pickett throw 45 times a game, they're not going to get it done. As a matter of fact, the Bengals are going to win by more than a touchdown. Okay? So, look for this Sunday, the Steelers to continue to have success on the ground against the Bengals. I like their chances this Sunday. Love them getting 5.5 points. All right? Like them getting 4.5 points. So, if you're looking to bet this game early, if you want to take advantage of the point spread, see if it swings back the other way, I'd wait a little bit. 5.5 is not a key number. So if you get it at 4.5, don't feel terrible about it. Just see what happens with regards to the point spread. You don't have to rush to the betting window right now. Maybe wait until Thursday to see what happens. But I do like the Steelers getting the points right here at home. I like it. Obviously, without Jamar Chase, I like it a lot. And I like the fact that the Steelers are coming off a much-needed win. So, for all you Yenzers out there, Steeler Nation, listen, hold those heads up. Those first 8 games of the season, Steelers had the toughest schedule in the league. Things are starting to favor them right now down the back stretch, the back 9, if you will. They're not facing these league giants on defense anymore as far as these killers. The Bengals, there's certainly opportunities for them to make some plays against that defense. And again, I like the way Najee Harris looked. I failed to mention Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren did a really good job spelling Naj, especially in the pass game where he picked up some key first downs on pass receptions. He wasn't doing anything special running the ball until that last drive of the game when they ran the clock out. They were in their 4-minute offense, and he burst around right in on 3rd and 7, picked up 21 yards, hurdled a guy. That certainly helped out his statistics in the end. I mean, he ran the ball 9 times for 37 yards. Caught 3 passes for 40 yards, had a 26-yard reception included in there. I feel like if they can get that kind of 1-2 punch going, I'm not necessarily going to say they should split time, but I feel like what Tomlin said with regards to Warren perhaps becoming a little bit more of a feature back, I think that lit the fire under Najee, and I think that coincided with him getting healthy too. So, Tomlin knows how to get the most out of guys like that. So I like the Steelers this Sunday against the Bengals, getting the points at home. Look for them to continue to have success on the ground. Less is more from Kenny Pickett. If they're able to have a similar stat line from him on Sunday where there aren't any turnovers and he throws maybe no more than 30 times, I'd love to see him maybe cap out at 25 throws. I really feel like that they could get this guy going something in the direction of like an 18 for 25 game, and really take advantage of some of these play actions where he's able to put up, you know, 200 yards passing. But of course that has to coincide with success on the ground. So, hopefully the game plan this week, for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers is to pound the ball on the ground, take it back, turn the clock back to the days when Ben was a rookie and they ran the shit out of the ball and had tremendous success in doing so. I feel like that's their recipe for success. So, again, thanks, as always, for listening. We love bringing you this content. Steeler Nation, we love you. Yinzer Nation, we love you. We feel like the Steelers are trending upwards right now. I know it was just one game, one win, but I saw enough there to get excited about where this team is heading. So let's just hope that they continue that momentum Sunday against the Bengals. We will be back, obviously, with a post-game wrap-up and recap for their Week 11 game against the Bengals and a look ahead to their Week 12 game, which happens to be a Monday night affair against the Indianapolis Colts in an eminently winnable contest. So the Steelers have a real good opportunity, provided they get things done this Sunday, of putting together a three-game win streak, because I really feel like not only did they match up well with the Colts, I feel like the Colts are kind of, even though they won this past Sunday with Jeff Saturday stepping in as the interim coach, I feel like they're a rudderless ship right now, and I feel like they're ripe for the Steelers to knock off, but that's getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. So, again, let's take care of business this Sunday, Steeler Nation. Look for the Steelers to, at worst, cover and hopefully win outright against the Bengals, and we will be back, as always, with our post-game roundup, post-game wrap-up, our thoughts on the performances. Steeler Nation, listen, please hit subscribe. Please give us a like out there. We love bringing you this content. We are Yinzers, just like Yinz. This is your Steeler Prophet Slags signing off.